Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nyabo Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Katuongere engaro eri Katonda.
Let us hand clap unto God.
Tugena maso kumwebaza.
We are moving on to thank him.
Orwechi gambo chatuboride.
For the word he has preached to us.
Echongero tutukuza
kukubera okwe. Sanctify us in his presence.
Kubanga bwayogera mu Yohana sura ya 15.
When he speaks in the John 15.
Nyoro kusatu.
The verse 3.
Agamba nti muri batukuva orwechi gambo chemuride.
He said that you are cleaned by the word you have heard.
Yesu yebazibonyo.
Praise Jesus man.
So bwatuburide.
So when he instructed us.
Mu Yohana sura ya 19.
In John chapter 16.
Nti omoyo kankana arumiriza nyesi
echi. Right now the spirit convicts much the world of sin.
Obutukirivu.
Righteousness
no
and judgment
that he
can prepare us very well because of the world where we are going.
For
in that Luke is where he prepares us as he finished in Hebrews
12.
When he saw those prepared for
leprosy,
they usually have this righteousness and without rebuke there is no preparations. Yes. For one he wants is one he chastens. He wants to be his child, his servant, and the servant together with him. The servant and heir of the kingdom of God has to order you in all ways. But as you're still in the world, the best way we've been prepared is the way of rebuke. Yes. Even the word we are given, it is of reconciliation.
We
reconcile you with God.
It's not
reconciliation happened, and there are no faults we've committed
or
to one we've reconciled with. So we are on the world to reconcile with God. To reconcile,
there are
evil things we committed against him, and he did good to us. Yes. Is it not that? Now we thank God, Evangelist Irene, and Teacher Vincent, even the Bible reader, those who move to remind us that
we should
not worry if the Spirit moves on to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment.
We
prepared for every good work
and
not prepared to go when we hold confusions in us. No.
I'm
prepared for every good work. Yes.
Don't
expect us to have confusion in us.
But
we go to a work that it is good. The things that are good.
Those
doing that are good. Yes. I request you to take up your seat. And you sit down. In your seat. And you move prepare books of the Holy Spirit, your heart, your inner man, even your mind. Yes. Even your book, you prove that it is present with you. The book of the standard strategies of God
for
fulfilling his worldwide promised call. Let me explain to you, have it with you. I don't know whether you have a book for preparing you. The book where the bishops prepare us. Where do you write? Let me see. Where have you been writing the others? Oh, fine. Okay. The books we've been writing in. The bishops as they prepared us.
Okay.
Oh, fine. How many do not have those books? Lift up your hand if you don't have it. Do you have a book as bishops preach you do not write? But still it's not good. It is never good. You get that book, and at times if you forgot it,
list
right at the back of the other book,
and
transfer it in the rightful book. Do not want you sow a seed as you mix it.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Olwayo tugenda kuwumula muko ku mutwe gwa figuli gwe tubaye tusoma.
Today we're going to rest from the heading we've been studying.
Naye ngira gwegumu bigwomo kutegekebwa.
It's the same.
Katonda tasikirirwa.
God cannot be mocked.
Kyosiga kyokungula.
What you sow is what you reap.
Ate ayongeza kwecho kyosize.
And he adds on that you've sowed.
Obubyo bo bulungi.
The good or the bad.
Katonda takola ki? Tasikirirwa.
God cannot be mocked.
Kyosiga
what you sow
kyokungula
is what you reap.
Ate ayongeza
and he adds
increasing.
Increase.
Ekyo kyenyini kyosize.
The exact of what you've sowed.
Atene Satani amanyi.
And even Satan knows.
Katonda ayongeza.
And God increases.
Ekyo kyobeera osize.
That you've sowed.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ekigambo ekyo twagala tukigabaneko.
I want us to share about that word. That we move to understand it well. In the midst as we've been prepared.
Njagala nnyo tumalire entekateka za Katonda ez'omutindo.
I want us to finish the standard strategies of God.
Z'okutuukiriza okutibwa kw'ensi yonna.
Or finish fulfilling the worldwide call.
Naye tukyalinamu obuntu ntwo.
But we still have those things in us.
Mukama bw'ajja atuggyamu.
That God can remove from us.
Wekyo yino manya.
What you have to know.
Ntikyosiga.
That what you sow.
Kyokungula.
It's what you reap.
Wabula ekyentisi kirikati.
But every fine thing again.
Katonda akyongeza.
God increases it. Increases it.
Akyongeza.
Increase it.
Bobosize.
If you're sowed.
Ngomikisinze mikisinzo.
Mixed up
ekigambo kya Katonda n'obubi.
The word of God with evils.
Kyeyongezera.
It increases itself.
Amen.
Yes.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus
much. Atine Satani akimanyi.
Even Satan knows it.
Ndikati kyosiga.
That now what you sow.
Kyolina okukungula.
It's what you have to reap.
Kati kyakola afubolaba.
What it does it try to see.
Akimanyi tukyayogera tukyayinza kuva mu Katonda.
He knows you cannot go out of God.
Kati kyakola.
Now what he does.
Wetusiga ekigambo.
When we saw the word.
Nga naye ajja asigamu ebibye bingi.
It took comes so in his things many of them.
Amalala,
pride, arrogance, ungodliness and the rest.
Kuba akimanyi Katonda alina okuinkurizinga.
He knows that God has to increase those. Yes.
Era Katonda edda.
And God in olden days.
Mundagane kadde.
In the Old Testament.
Baleviisuleri 19.
Leviticus 19.
Yatugana ngo kusiga ensigo nga tuzimikisi.
He refused us to sow seeds as we've mixed them.
Niwankubadde okwambala ebyambalo ebimikisi.
Even clothing's mixed up in color.
Nechali chigambe chigamba.
Yet it was a word saying that.
Sikirunjo sigo obutukirifu n'obutali butukirifu
kifo kyekimu. To sow righteousness with unrighteousness in the same place. Yes.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So tulina okwegendereza.
So we have to be careful.
Kyosiga kyokola ki?
What you sow is what you reap.
Kyosiga kyokungula.
What you sow is what you reap.
Ate Katonda ayongeza byosiga.
And God increase on that you've sowed.
Ne Satani amanyi.
Even Satan knows.
Nti Katonda ayongeza byosiga.
That God increase on that you sow.
Kyovula ba.
That is why you see.
Ukirizo sigo butali butuki.
Accept sow and righteousness.
Satani afuka mukwano guna kunalabikira ddala. Musigo butali butuki livubunji.
Satan appears your friend and then encourage you so much and righteousness.
Ati mbiro biri.
Now in those
seasons
of harvesting.
Okubiyo kuongeza.
Of increase.
Katonda ayongeza butali butukirivu malewo obutukirivu.
God to increase and righteousness to consume away the righteousness. Yes.
Ebyabera okunabukadeneza.
Those happened on Nabukadeneza.
Amune ku Pharaoh.
On Pharaoh.
Yalina omutima omukakanyavu.
He had a hard heart.
Ne Katonda nayongera.
God increased hardness.
Nakukakanyali.
He hardened it.
Kugamba Katonda ayongeza.
God increases.
Olwaleero
today
mukama bwaba akutegeka.
If God is preparing you
wenga obera mukutambula tambula
you are moving around.
Satan inacha asiga.
Satan is sowing something
era okwataganye naye musige
till you have connected with him that you sow.
Kati mbiro biri.
Now in those seasons
oyino okufuna abagenda nawe okutawanya.
You have to get people who will trouble you.
Mukisera chokubango mukama abakuwa do bategeke.
The time God has given them to you prepare them.
Obagenda tambula tambula
them to will keep doing the movements you moved.
Kati ba tulitegeka okusinkana mukama.
Now we prepare to meet God.
Tulina ba bishop abateeka kugenda mu service.
Bishops to prepare us go into service.
Nene tubafaako na budde bali nyaka tuti.
Don't mind the time they stand on the pulpits.
Abamutu batu tujukira okwambala.
Others when we remember to clothe in that time.
Abamutu wetujukira anti abantu bagenda ke manju.
Others when we remember people go to toilets.
Abamu temutu kana mu buddo.
Others don't arrive in that time.
You bishop ebasoka.
The bishops are the ones first up there.
Woli bakatinga gweye
gwe it will be you then.
Then wagena kuba okweyongera
then that increase will happen. You troubled you were one.
Ugenda funa yo mutwaro mulamba.
You get 10,000 troubling you.
Kubanga nga omubwagobo akakumi.
As one cast put to flight 1,000.
Nawe kuruno jafuna abageno kutawanya.
YouTube this time, you get a number of people who trouble you.
Eh kubaka tunda yongeza.
God increases.
Wecho ino manya kutosoma kuliwegu.
Not the heading we study is this.
Katunda tose tasekelirwa.
God cannot be mocked.
Chosiga chokungula.
What you sow is what you reap.
Ateka tunda.
And God
ayongeza ebisigibwa.
Increases things sowed.
Nesitani achimanya.
Even Satan knows it.
Tubona bakuyamba kosigo butali butuki.
That's why he helps you sow unrighteousness.
Mubisera katunda byana ayongeza.
The timing God will increase.
Butali butuki ivubo. Umarewo butuki ivubo butini.
Your unrighteousness will consume the little righteousness.
Kubanga achimanya chizimburu kusana wechinabira chitoro.
Because he knows the yeast though it will appear small.
Chija kumarawo.
It will consume the entire.
Ubutuki ivubo na.
All the righteousness.
Pharaoh
had sowed a little hardness of heart in him.
When God came to increase,
the righteousness was very little. Increased and consumed the whole of him. And destroyed his nation. Now we appear to be here. We are being prepared. We meet the Lord in the next service.
And
he send you his Holy Spirit.
First servants,
bishops prepare you.
And
you keep moving up and down.
Find some,
don't write what bishops teach.
If you find,
don't come in time, for you know there will be the ones first to preach. That you wait me when I will come. But there are many things you do. Praise Jesus much. But as he say in Galatians, that God cannot be mocked. He cannot be mocked. Let's read there, we see.
Abagalatia esule yomukaga nolunyiriri olomusanvu.
Galatians chapter 6 verse 7.
Temulimbibwanga katonda tasekererwa kubanga omuntu kyonna kyasiga era kyalikongola.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Yes.
Omuntu kyasiga katonda temamusekerera.
God cannot be mocked. That today you act your stubbornness ahead there. That God give you goodness and then you tell him, God never saw me things I did. No. God sees you. The ministers you be prepared. There are things you keep doing those not right. You will get people do the same to you. You'll prepare people, they'll never get aligned.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You
tell them keep time, they never keep it. For you two, do not keep it. They will be too much, for they will increase their pace.
God
told you reach at the 9th hour or 10th hour, arrive at the 12th hour. No reason of light of the word you give.
That
time tell them reach at 10th hour, they reach at the first, second hour of the night.
God has
increased on the things you've been sowing. Now the trouble is right there. Satan, when he sins, those God prepares, he begins like that. He knows it. You no more can refuse to deny God. He's called you work with him. He's revealed it to you. You to your determined.
Now
what he does, the midst of sowing,
for now you
are sowing what will be the harvest to appear in those days. Now what he does, he too passes in secretly. He attaches himself on you.
You
begin to sow mixed seeds. Yes. Seeds mixed up. Now what he targets is one. That this yeast of the evil, though it seemeth small, God has to increase it. It consumes all the righteousness. Righteousness is complicated. Righteousness. It has jealousy in another way.
It's
jealousy. It is like milk.
Though
you throw in a drop of salt in the milk, it has to waste and die.
Even
like 10,000 liters.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Mm.
Yes. For it is the milk of the word of God. It gives us righteousness. Satan knows it. Now they are sowing much in them. So I use them of small stubbornness. It will help me to beat this person down.
You
begin to lazy, despise everything.
Go,
yes, you move every time as you want. Don't have any heart which feels pain. What can I do to please God? You think those seasons you have people who feel the pain? What can I do to please God? And you, it is not in you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What you have to know, what you sow is what you reap. Before we go below, in all those, in the book of Leviticus, God refused the children of Israel to sow up mixed seeds. He said
there
are animals when they are mixed up.
He
clothing things which are mixed up. The word was a mystery. When God sows seeds of the word, the evil come in, spread in other seeds. That. And the field appears in a funny way.
You
remember where God is filled. We ourselves.
Now,
Satan is not minding that. You have sat in the word, yes. It is being sowed. Yes.
But na yakukolese banga no teka banga lyoku asigemu uko.
He too makes you put space that he sows there things not right.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus much.
There are
things you do, they are not of righteousness. They are not fruits of righteousness. They are not in gentleness. They are not of peace.
You
don't mind. You do not mind. Those who understand, let them understand. But Satan is troubling you.
That
you like that you have allowed it in you. Satan knows what is plotting. That's why many people, ministers you see in the entire world,
they
are ministries. Those who have been on righteousness, they don't rise up. Do you know why? Themselves as they were being prepared. The word was being sowed in righteousness. And the fruits of righteousness. And they allowed the evil Satan. They worked with him to sow in them. The words of evils. Unrighteousness. Fruits of unrighteousness. Congregation trouble, they cannot be settled. For what they sowed increased. They are being troubled every time. People don't yearn for righteousness in their congregations. People do not settle.
For
them too, as God prepared them, they were just like that. Let me tell you, you want ministries which are sweet, and they are no confusions in them, and they are of peace. Just as you see today, I am here. But you, what you sow will not enable you. You get a ministry which troubles.
Department will
minister through, and you are here. It's going to trouble you. And another way they come, they speak one, two things, and things get settled, and they listen.
But
you speak for truth eyes, and you act rash. They say, take away that head. You two, you were like that. Now the harvests have reached to come. You don't care. You move up and down. Fellowship, you remember it. After, and you remember. You're not settled in your life.
Yes, Daniel, I not deal
with now. Satan has a deal with you. In seconds,
you cannot speak it
openly. Me, I've come reveal it to you. It makes you a deal with you, do not deny it.
Again,
that deal is to trouble you.
No, no,
it's never to cause people get aligned and settle. You yourself, you are like that.
Doesn't
waste time he
said,
why? That child chose God. But they have not yet known. They mix up seeds in the field. They mix up the seeds. Let's read in Leviticus, we see.
Abalevi esule ye 19 n'olunyiriri olwe 19.
Leviticus chapter 19 verse 19.
Mwekumenga endagirizo zange. Tuzalisanga nsolo zange eri ezitafaanana bomu. Tosiganga mu nnimiro yo ensigo ey'engeri ebbiri. Ekyambalo tekikubikangako eky'engeri ebbiri ez'olugoye ezitabuddwa awamu.
You shall keep my statutes. You shall not let your cattle bleed with another kind. You shall not sow your field with mixed seeds. Neither shall a garment of mixed linen and wool come upon you. Yes.
Do
you see what trouble is?
That
keep my statutes. Yes,
things
we do have the mind of. They are the statutes. God said, let this be done like this. In this way. And it's not a commandment. It's not a commandment, not a law. It falls in the judgments, statutes, and ordinances. Man. Right there, we still have a problem. Most of us usually mind when it's a commandment. Don't commit adultery. I should not. Don't steal. That is the law of God.
Now,
when we reach in the judgment, statutes, told you do not close like this. That commandment, where is it written? Women should close up. Those who fear God.
That's
the commandment it says. Women close us. Those are statutes. Those are some of what have most beaten us. I'll speak of the commands we try. Commandments and the laws we try. But the judgments, statutes and ordinances, Satan is where he passes the evil seeds.
He
said, fine. Adultery. I've understood they will not commit it. Fine. God commanded
it.
And he put the law. Do not commit adultery. Now this stealing, it has a commandment very clear. What do they usually play with? That statutes. These statutes, don't forsake the fellowship. That is an ordinance.
An
ordinance of God should not forsake the assembling together. What he does, he say, fine. Today, if you don't go for fellowship, as long as it's not a commandment, a law. It's not. It's not a commandment law. Right there is where he passes. And he passes seeds.
No,
that's why God said, fine. These are some of my statutes. Do not
mixing.
So as you keep mixing. Enemy says, and pass there a seed not right. Yes. That is the Israelites in the flesh. They are shadows of originals. Originals we reached in them. That's the problem. At least others kept it onto the fields. Not to mix seeds. Yes. Yes. Even the clothing we're going to. That's why Jesus says. They're not going to get the old cloth patch on a new one. Yes.
Pots
will not be alike. Now we close righteousness and wickedness. The clothing we've closed. When we've mixed up. When we've reared the cow and the dog.
We've
reared the sheep and the goat. Inside your heart there are two things. You have the sheep and the goat. Are we together? What have you read?
Musomesha.
How many have you reared? The people I see here, and indeed in their rearing, in their heart they have two things there. They have the sheep and the goat, they are rearing both of them. And our Lord failed to speak what? They are called a goat. Are they sheep or goats? What are you on this tour? For the acts of the goat pass with you. Even that of the sheep, you have some. On the clothing of righteousness, the acts of righteousness you have. Even the cloth of wickedness in. Acts of righteousness they make a cloth of righteousness. Both words are great right there. But we mostly go to handle this seed. We're going to break down all. God told the Israelites to fresh the shadows of the originals. You real animals, you fixed them. There is the sheep and the goat. Some acts are of a sheep, others of a goat. Acts of cloth of righteousness, others of cloth of unrighteousness. Sown seed of the word of God, which bring righteousness, and the fruits of righteousness, gentleness, and the others. There are things said and are sown in you. He has sowed in words of unrighteousness.
In
fruits of unrighteousness, you are just like that. That sowing is indeed amazing. But when God will come to increase, I don't know how he can increase then. You see how it will increase.
Righteousness
consume the little righteousness you have.
There are things
like confusions.
Fujo.
Stubbornness. You don't mind well. You are just like that. Mixed up. Your life is so much mixed up. You've not totally separated your life. God separates you by force. Till you refuse to be separated.
Separate
you now appear mixed up.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let us repeat again. Leviticus 19.
Abalevi esule ye 19 n'olunyiriri olwe 19.
Leviticus chapter 19 verse 19.
Mwekumenga endagirizo zange. Tozalisanga nsolo zange lyezitafanana bomu. Tosiganga mu nnimiro yo ensigo eyengeri ebbiri. Echambalo techikubikangako echengeri ebbiri ezolugoye ezitabuddwa wamu.
You shall keep my statutes. You shall not let your cattle breed with another kind. You shall not sow your seed with the mixed seeds. Neither shall a garment of mixed linen and wool come upon you. Yes. The problem is right there. God is speak to the children of Israel. I don't want you to breed animals and they are mixed up. Do you know what us in us be a sheep and a goat?
Me,
and I grab one side, I am a sheep. The other is a goat. You are cold, neither hot. You are hot, neither cold. That's what falls there. Some acts are of righteousness. Other acts are of evils. Some acts of gentleness. Others are not of gentleness. My God. Now the cloth you are making, God in seeing you, the acts you do, some make a cloth of righteousness, others they make a cloth of evils. Men, have you seen trouble there? Now you are a priest, you cannot make a rightful garment. That's of the armor of God.
This
double-edged sword. One side is a tree, a wood. Another side is iron. My God. I've not understood you.
side the seed
of the word has entered to bring righteousness and the fruits of righteousness.
There is
a seed of pride, of evils. It is being sowed, of not minding. It also is being sowed.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much. But always any time I read, in the
First
Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, and they say we are a field.
And
we see the way he sows the word,
with
the way we've received it,
the way we
said that the enemy sow in us other things. Preacher, we preach all righteousness and all preparations. Since we see confusion, new we say, who sows confusion and pride in this one? We rear a sheep and we see a goatish mentality also cropping up. Try to see do things of righteousness that you too can commit righteousness, and you clothe the clothing of righteousness. We see some cloth is not clear, one side clothes differently.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Amen. Much. Let's read. We see in the Corinthians.
First
Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9.
Kubanga Katonda, tuli bakozi banne, muli nnimiro ya Katonda, muli nyumba ya Katonda.
For we are laborers together with God. You are God's field. You are God's building. Yes. When we are this field, the word is sowed, you to believe it, and it is sowed. It is sowed in righteousness, in fruits of righteousness. After you go aside, you communicate with Satan. Yes. Every time they emphasize righteousness, Jesus, don't touch here, don't move like this. Leave us also have our own side. Don't we have our sacred things? Nothing they do that they feel like. Yet you are with Lucifer.
He's
brought his seed slowly. Yet he's sowing. In Matthew chapter 13, our Lord, when he came to sow the word, he came in the midst of darkness. The midst, avoid light of the word of light in what he should do. Now there, Satan, where he sows the things he wants. Many people, you ignore our scriptures. And is about.
Let's
first put scriptures aside between a human being.
Yes, standing, it's okay.
Then say, fine. That too, you are a human being. Sure. Let us sow.
Ye Katonda alaba.
He God is seen. Began this field.
Mix
up seeds in it. And he already saw you.
See
you, the state of how you appear and look like. At times you appear godly, at times you keep sorting. I don't understand you well.
Where you
go to, I'm not sure, I don't know whether you are sure of there. You
study
God's standard strategies. After you wreak havoc and confusion in them,
it's
not, is this we are up to here? Let's read in Matthew, we see. Matthew 23, verse 24. Matthew chapter 13, verse
24.
Another parable put ye forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man who sowed good seed in his fields. Verse
25.
But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the weeds and went his way. Yes. Have you heard Matthew 13? Verse 24-25. He sowed seeds. The good seeds. It is the word of God.
n'omulabe naye najja mukiro
night as they slept
naye olowooza baali
bebasekino kyalikiwat
bafugira mu kizikiza kino ekyobutamanyaawoekyempakanefujjanamalalaotambuliramuawo wayingiriramu
nasikanemubeera
basizi kubanga mwekobaana naye
naawe
n'obeera musizi wamulaye olabye kiro kiraawo wano woganira ddala omusana owekigambo kumulisiza byolina
okukola
ye setaani waabalira kubanga omusizi w'ensigo
ennungi
ajja misana
buli
omu araba
byona
nebikolebwa bulungi
nnyo musana
nga biriko okukkaanya omulabe
setaani
ajja kiro wakati nga waliwo enzikiza y'okugaana omusana gw'ekigambo okukumulisiza byolina okukola ng'osazeewo nga nze
As me too, I'm a human being.
Ate Bible yegamba.
The Bible says, don't be over righteous. And you don't know even what it means. Not being over righteous. Not to set in place your own righteousness. But to follow that of God. Those who never knew the righteousness of God. And establish their own. Those are ones who get to be over righteous above that of God. Yes. Now where trouble is.
For
I go there for everyone we hint on it's like to be explained. If you look to what you sow is what you reap.
Katonda takola ki?
God cannot be mocked. What you sow is what you reap.
When
trouble has been, you are a sower.
So
God, the seed of the word, in righteousness, fruits of righteousness.
In
other way, to make another.
Come
a sower who connive with Satan. So seed of evil words. Unrighteousness. The fruits of unrighteousness. That's why Leviticus has told you. Leviticus 19:19.
That
in you brooded the sheep and the goats. But you know the goats.
It's
going to knock down that sheep till it will die. Yes. The other.
Got
the clothing of acts of righteousness, the few you have made. Another cross of righteousness in the things you commit in secret in darkness. And you have clothes.
A
clothing which is mixed up. It's also amazing.
And a priest
meant to make a armor of the weapons of God. And you hold the sword of the world. Yet one side is wood, another is iron.
Against the West, we need to have a
God with a double-edged sword, as you think. Now, the terrifying thing
is
the seed of the Word of God. With God, and you try to come as I see you there.
And you
try to see it sold in righteousness.
And
to bring fruits of righteousness.
Yet,
after you go on the side of Satan, in the midst of darkness, of saying you are a human being.
Nawe olino obubibu kutuseeko kutukako.
Evils reach upon you.
They
say fine. Fine. And you consent with Satan. And you sow another seed.
In the midst,
refuse light of the world what it commands you to do.
Yes.
Where there is darkness, you have consented with the evil Satan.
And
sow another seed in the field of the great one. Now God sees you.
What
most problem he has to increase everything of what that you saw. That's
what
trouble is. The trouble has come then. Let's repeat Matthew, we see.
Matayo isuri ye 13 nalo nyiriri olwabiri mwenya.
Matthew chapter 13 verse 24.
Awo nabaletera olugero olulala nayogera nti Obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bufaananyizibwa n'omuntu eyasiga ensigo ennungi mu nnimiro ye.
Another parable put ye forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man who sowed good seeds in his field.
Naye abantu bwe baali beebase, omulabe we n'ajja n'asigamu eŋŋaano ey'omunsiko mu nnimiro ennungi n'agenda.
But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the weeds and went his way.
Naye bwe yameruka bwe yayanya n'erabika n'eŋŋaano ey'omunsiko.
But when the plant was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also.
Banange, kati tabuweri. Everything
sowed in you, it is silent.
It's
associated with wonder.
Yeah.
My God. This pride again. When is getting the stubbornness?
We
want you immediately. But remember,
in
times of growth, it's where the problem is.
They
have to brought out fruits.
In
this time on, the sheep appears like a god.
My.
But in birthing, we shall know what it brings forth. Have you seen? Satan knows it now. You have humbled. The seed is in the ground. It is growing.
And
color, its branches appear just like that seed you expect.
Yes.
Now trouble is about to come and the fruits come out. My goodness. Don't you
feel
the things you keep doing? Satan is not minded much. He says, still go. Still sit. When you come back home, we do our things. There you have few hours there.
We
are going to spend an entire day together.
No,
and right from around the third hour,
up
the morning we shall be together. We reach the 11th hour. I will leave you at the 11th hour. After we have sold bad manners.
At times,
takes over the time of sowing the good seeds.
Trying
to see you arrive late.
He said,
11th hour, but keep waiting. Apostle comes around the 12th hour. These ones who keep coming fast.
Yeah.
Don't mind them. The trouble is serious here.
Yet
other plots where there is darkness, I will explain if time will enable us.
This
heading is broad, we can study it for an entire month. Break it down to understand it even how wild it is.
And
much goodness which can come from it. You want a good ministry as you want a ministry, be peaceful, prove things you saw.
Satan is not minded.
Right, the target is harvest time.
Come
become a minister. Many I change. Man. What will grow? My goodness. What will sprout from the people? Those will preach to you, will be afraid. And you say,
what's caused
people get more hardened? Can wait you as they prepared you. Man.
They
say that the commands
are open.
Tell them depart from them, they are very open. The commandments are very open. Now these judgments, they do not understand the judgments, statutes and ordinances of God. I will pass through them. They see them as things of joke. And the Lord told us to arriving late, that is of time and season. God is of time and season.
Being
I cannot keep time all the time. Satan said, it's true. You are a human being. Let us sow the seeds. Sure. Let's liken it to the other. Remain to go for fellowship. Keep going. Don't you sit down? Fine. When you reach there, you have been quarreling, abusing out of there. You begin to push to people do not to abuse.
Sure.
And you can even come in the pulpit. And you are one of people have come quarreling and you speak people don't quarrel.
Yes.
You can even come from fornication. It's come in the pulpit, tell us, never fornicate.
Yes, Daniel.
Satan knows it. You know, the plots, you, as you sit down there, we saw two things. Harvest will come. We are going to ashamed this person on the harvest. Have you understood it there? You are in this confusion. You are up and down every side.
Banna.
My God.
Many
hours you've started to spend with Satan, so things not right. About to let you go at the third hour of the night.
Just
waiting
you right
at the gate, you begin, so things not right. You spend the night together, you think things is not right. That's why God had charged Joshua, told him, you to avoid Satan.
You
saw things not right in you.
What's
meditating them day and night? You write them on the doorsteps of your house. Write them in the
roofs.
You put everywhere, wherever you go, you are on tension about them. Satan knows it. Locking the third hour, apostle said them could go. This message of God. They sit there where there's a message of God. After hearing what they say, we shall not do them. They know it.
They're going
to spend from the third hour the entire night to the morning. Yes.
And
the morning you move, you don't care. You close the way you want.
11 hour
will come and he tells you close well as one going for fellowship. You know how they refuse mini skirts. Now close well. Yes. You'll get them back in the morning as you go for your work. You speak with the brethren. Have you seen the stubbornness? All that usually happens in me and you. We've sold both. We pray at the sheep and the goats.
You act
all kind of fraudster. The pride is filled within you.
But
because this word keep beat it. Now you appear humble. But if you call them married now, they speak to you what's in their houses. There are those words, big ones and heavy. But here when you look at them holy. touch me not. But here they are close. Brethren, praise our Lord.
Banange,
man, you are
ashamed
of God. The God has much time. Even discussing the world is much. There are abuses, foolishness, doing things not right. It's grass to feed on his mouth. Deciding as you want. Many hours you decide as you want. But now we have a few hours here. We sit you there and you don't decide what you want. Still some of you are deciding even right now. What he preach, I hear them, but there is spring laundry. The other was of the Testament. He's brought it in the New Testament. The things of Leviticus 19. The seeds were of the field.
He's
the
budget
of the word.
era toli controlable.
Still you're not controlled even here. No, I was telling the women, go to command them, be submissive to men. You are unruly. Yes. They say, how did it come about? We all as creations, we have to get espoused to Christ.
But
out of us came one called Satan. He became unruly. Tafugika. As entered that seed, he entered it through a woman. And she became unruly. The woman. When she went to get new commands,
Adam commanded
him. She was one who could direct Adam now. Yes. And God said, Kakano, to finish out this seed which is unruly.
Be subjective to a man.
Kakano msaja.
Ha!
Man,
and
say what?
And
if you see that character come out,
system
know that system etafukike komiyewo. I want to become God. I am the husband.
For
one who began it, she wanted to sit in the seat of the Most High. Yes.
Now the
women take over the seats of the men.
Bafuka anirure.
And go say, don't go in the city before you tell them. You want to finish those manners of not being ruled. Then you don't know why those statues come. You kneel down as you need, which husbands, or you humble down. Depends on the nation. Which nation?
Still
there's humility, they have humbled.
Say,
we don't humble. This is season of equality. You think God does not know it? That a woman cannot be ruled?
So
you put commands upon them to be ruled. Till you see how you break them. Those have come from saying.
And
here this time you appear very humble. Even the married, if you tell them, bring here your husband, they bring them here and they kneel before them. But there, men, fraudsters are sat here. Men. Men.
Babu Zabri Mosajari,
they greet every man here as they kneel down. But in the morning, to greet the husband only. They saw others here, they're on another thing, even home being another thing. We have fraudsters. They are fraudsters. They are two sided in seats. How you look to your neighbor much?
There
are men who speak gently here. But in the home when you go, the voices and they pray them what they speak there, you fear. And you say,
this
teacher Jacob, whom I see, he had the barking in the house like a thunder in there. But why all this extent? Why consent with the devil secretly? This time, that's the way you appear and you're full time like this. Besides that, we contend in you now.
For even
where you are, the other thing you sold in the day up, but you suppress it.
Can
you recite
it?
Where we see that you cannot speak here. You fight with it. Though they step on you, you say, sorry. You are the one who says sorry.
Yes, I Satan
understands.
Satan,
this one decided God. The commandments and the laws, but there are judgments.
That you can honest.
I will put darkness right there. Then I will sow the seed in secret.
It's
finished in Matthew.
Matthew
chapter 24, verse 25.
Naye abantu bwe baali beebase omulabe we n'ajja n'asigamu eŋŋaana ey'omu nsiko mu ŋŋaana ennungi n'agenda.
But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way.
Olunyala birimu omukaaga.
Verse 26.
Naye bwe yameruka bwe yayanya n'erabika n'eŋŋaano ey'omu nsiko.
But when the plant was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. Verse 27.
Abaddu be ne bajja ne bagamba omwami nti ssebo tewasiga nsigo nnungi mu nnimiro yo kale yali etya okubaamu eŋŋaana ey'omu nsiko.
So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, did you not sow good seeds in your field? From where then has it tares? Yes.
Bamalayika baba bayitamu
eyo. Angels as they pass through there. And they say,
"Baddeyo bagamu kama wafu
Yesu." Our Lord Jesus.
Ebanga lino tuziza
abantu wano. All the time you sat people down here. Osigansigo ya kigambo. You sow seed of the word. Of righteousness.
Naibale byobutuki.
Fruits of righteousness.
Naibale byomoyo.
Fruits of the spirit.
Naibunanga.
But
twagenzo yita yeye.
As we pass there.
Mumakaga
abwe ya home.
In their
work.
Jibatambulira.
Where they move from.
Banange byebabinala
nye. Things they do that different.
Esigo chichechi
bade. What's happened? You know, here are the many things to explain. Those in this word of wisdom. Understanding and of counsel. That we call parable. When this darkness does it come? It's to be explained.
These
workers, the angels, when they pass through and they see you are in this state.
The
terrifying thing there is, it's rich to say, and they say, Apostle, you know, leave them grow together now. At least in the harvest time. Sure. We shall come separate them. Now you can lose them all at this time.
Do
you know there are some of you who are here? Indeed, it is hard to bear with being with you. If I follow all things of righteousness, I can chase all of you. Indeed, we are just bearing you.
The situation
which is this? We are not going to settle things of righteousness. This time is not ready to wait them all grow together. Many have harmed him like that. Generations before. Since nothing they have sold which has come out.
Always
appeared like that mixed up.
Righteousness
and unrighteousness. And they both were in them. All their generations got corrupted. We had headed that way.
Say,
that you're all going to die and finish. Now I'm changing. Get out every evil seed.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. But the seed they tell us is of the word of God. According to Mark chapter 4.
Okay, Luke 8.
Luke sura ya 8 no runyiriri ole 10 na olumo.
Luke chapter 8 verse 11.
Luke sura ya 8 no runyiriri ole 10 na olumo.
Luke chapter 8 verse 11.
Ero rugero lweruno. Ensigo che kigambo kya Katonda.
Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Yes.
Ensigo
the seed
kigambo kya Katonda
is the word of God.
Kakati
now
tusiga,
we saw
it
sowed in righteousness,
neibara,
even fruits of the Spirit. Now, there we have to know
a
person that who sows the word has, how does he appear? He has to show, sow it in righteousness.
He has
walk with the Spirit of fruits. Himself who preached to sow in us, who sow in us that come from him gentleness.
Or,
as I try to appear, it's not like that. I preach the word.
Yet
I have
give
righteousness, and I sow it in righteousness that you can get it. And to sow it, has the spirit of fruits,
gentleness,
peace,
patience.
Yet I see the way I've sowed and what has grown out. I say, who is this who sowed in wickedness? Who sowed in unrighteousness? And what is this they sowed? Why are fruits come out? They are not fruits sowed in the word of righteousness. Yet I see fruits come out. They are very different. Then there is an enemy who pass through. People are two-sided. You.
What explain
us that one of your legs is on the dry land, another on the sea?
There
things alone you do, and they have explained to you that in you is a sheep and a goat. Now, why you look at them? Look at them fine by saying, what is that? To appear one side is of a sheep, another of a goat. To appear that the cloth of cross, one is of acts of righteousness, another of acts of evils. One side, the word is sowed in righteousness and its fruits. Elsewhere you appear gentle. Elsewhere you are all confused. And you have another who sows in you things in darkness.
The
light of the word enlighten what you should do and what you should not do. In refusing it, where Satan always plotted his deal. Give an excuse that you are a human being. Yet you came, God says, Jesus gave you power to become a child. You moved out of humans. You became a child of God. When God separated you from the world, and you took yourself back. After separating you, he counts you for only righteousness. What is so you sow in righteousness? The fruits are of righteousness. The fruits of the Spirit. Now trouble came that
Satan
has plotted his deal. God separated you.
According
to Romans. But you separated. He sees you. You escape from where
he separated
you. You have a leg still there. After you close well like for 3 days. Or four. Or like 6 days. On the seventh day in the week. Till you cut that cloth on yourself. And you keep yourself 1 week with no quarrel. Third week. Day to end the month. And you lose that mouth. You speak out. People restrain dogs in their homes.
And
others, their children. Yet they see their dogs around them. Dogs, come here.
No, God,
I thought they had children home. They have dogs been around here. Let's read in Romans.
So
to find that God, he separated you. Right, since he wanted you to move by. So in you a word of righteousness, but
try
in another way with your Satan, and you saw things not right.
kati kumakungulo ogenda
kulu now on the harvest time what will you do then
ogenda kusuara nyo
you're going to be so much ashamed
today you not appeared
well but that day you will be clearly seen
the upstairs
pastors and different ministers
they
try to be godly
yet
they sold other things in them now they reach there another speech things
the
pastor where he came from they have never spoken them and you ask Pastor Serwada though is in that state but Bujingo he is surpassed him that I speak truth I don't lie if you ask this child
true,
he was raised in Pastor Serwada him as Pastor Bujingo but again
these other
had his faults
but this
one came out I wonder how they grew in him those are for us as pastors Pastor Godfrey don't you be surprised of that
Karinu nanga musumba
Serwada. Yes, Pastor Serwada.
Yes, I enjoy kubana ebibi.
Yes, may have his faultings.
Nayo mwana ono.
But this child.
Ibira rati yabimeza.
Other things, how did he grow them in himself?
Ono mwana musumba Bujingo.
This child Pastor Bujingo.
Ebiba bya ruwatu.
Those are clearly and publicly seen.
Why
do you speak of names of your colleagues? Still, they are one spoken about. And he asked, the child came from Pastor Serwada. Pastor Bujingo came from Pastor Serwada. But some of these things are different. Yet,
you see,
be prepared in the usual homes where we are born. Still, these children find it far from their fathers and mothers.
And
the things they do, their fathers, they never did.
You
ask who got them aside and sold other things in them.
Yet,
places they moved schools and different
places.
Where they gathered different behaviors.
There,
where you find someone and you show them all ways of fear of God and they do differently it's a
things
they do when and where have I ever done them and you get so afraid
you
say, let them not cut off my head tomorrow you see you are with me every time I see you like that I see Judas selling me off I see Peter's denying me tomorrow. At least Peter came even back. But still he denied him. Judas hanged himself. Travelers is that
we move
together, but what are you sowing?
You
Satan moves.
Peter.
Every time Peter
he catches
Satan from him.
What moment? Where did
Jesus by time that is not in him? Jesus said in the John
15
verse 7 if you abide in me and my words abide in you ask all that in it.
They appoint
Peter ignored words of our Lord and he always spoke it. He said you will not die so you have spoken of dying. Jesus said, I'm going to die for you on the cross. You will not die. Yet they reason with Satan secretly. Judas was always there. And he's so strong. But the issue of money.
Satan treated
he would enter him once
in
dying, falling once and dying.
But now it's done.
You to Satan is on you, targeting you.
Yet
you keep the bag of the ministry.
You
are rid of it. You just deny it and you say, I will not touch, but you feel you would. Satan says,
this Judas will enter him
once. It will be enough.
Beat him
the last fall in the last days. You would have fought yourself on yourself. In you too, you feel it. There is
a
fight, though you are rejoicing over me.
But
there is another side which comes in you. It too has where it bases. Still, you see,
Apostle
had not had that wisdom, I wouldn't have sat here.
But
I'm sat humbled because of much wisdom. That man is ruled over me much. Not humbled because God still wanted to be humbled too. Because wisdom has surpassed you.
But
it means you've not been humbled. It means when it gets silent, it doesn't speak with you. You're out there quarreling. You quarrel and you say, Lord, we to wind you, are you lifting us up? Brethren, how is it there?
Rested
on the standard strategies of God. We begin them tomorrow. But what are you doing and what are you sowing?
No,
God cannot be mocked. What
is
so, it's the exact you're going to reap.
And
told you those three criteria.
Deuteronomy 19:19.
The way you are doing it. You reared the sheep and the goat in you.
What is a price?
The sheep is humble all the days.
Yet,
the goat which is wild has to knock down the sheep one day and kills the sheep. Even eat much grass. Yes.
You spend
much time, you're not in the world.
Yes.
The goat is eating and growing.
After
you finish here, you're going to cover up your book.
You've
meditated upon it, finish of these words you are into. You
begin
to eat things of the goat.
Hey,
the goat grows at a high speed.
Even your
films you've prepared them at your home.
Gospel music,
rightful gospel music, you play it only here.
The
WhatsApp you prepared, you have to be onto in the night. Different applications you put on its phone.
Different
games are stuck on it. The goat is eating every time.
The
it is a few hours we are here. And it is in the midst of a fight. I feel you contend with it. They are going to knock down the ship. And the goat is macho. It has horns. And they have grown even encircled themselves.
They
are not just the ship from the house. It's there. The ship is slowly. Give him a little food. The goat will keep it a lot. They are going to knock me down. What surprised most? On the cloth of unrighteousness. Every time you iron in it, even the time you give it is much. Not minded to take it from yourself.
But the cloth of
righteousness gets to be old. It gets more older. To have wrinkles. Spots. After it begins to appear as
this.
This one is not ironed. And they have to look alike and you iron them together. Yes.
Abange.
Brethren, what are we rearing at this time? What are you sowing? And whom have you consented with in the sowing? Right now it's moving on.
You must
research about it, finish it, and decide righteousness, sow the word in righteousness. Fruits of righteousness, fruits of the Spirit. But your lives, very few have lives which have tried. But majority you move in that. It is consumed at your head.
If you have
been wondering what
I do,
and you feel as if you're going to minister, but the acts and the books explain you're not going to minister. Because where you're going,
as
rich there are those who committed evils before, it will hard for you to camouflage within them when you are both goats and sheep. That beats churches which try to appear righteous. It didn't choose all righteousness. They are two-sided. They sowed two seeds. Those they go to, those of the world, they chose evils, wickedness, they eat. God said the wicked give them to eat. Now you're not given again, you are there.
Satan said,
not tell them to come to me completely. God to says, we fight for this person, we've shared him.
And
my portion is still small. People try it right and says they usually suffer. Right, yes, says they don't try it. They decide to do the whole of it. That's why our Lord just told John the Baptist, Matthew chapter 3, us to commit, do all righteousness. Righteousness is an enemy of all righteousness. Praise Jesus much.
A little
you've committed, you can fight it.
Fights
all righteousness,
you've
committed a little. It will fight it.
Now complete
all righteousness that you fail on him. After committing all righteousness, and it recommends us before God, and we are given everything we need.
The
churches which write a righteousness, I speak of you and me. As we just try it, we are to see problems. And you see problems, amazing problems. As it tells, let's read in Matthew.
Matthew chapter 3, verse 15.
Matthew chapter 3, from verse 13. Then came Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized by him. Verse
14.
But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized by you, and come you to me. Verse
15.
And Jesus answering said unto him, permit it to be so now, for thus it's fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he permitted him. Yes. He told him it's required of us to fulfill all righteousness. That when we decide to hear the word of God, everything we hear we have to do it, we be given righteousness.
But some of you choose out scriptures. This, I will do it. This, I will not do it. My God. He who fights Satan, he fights all righteous things.
But
he fights with a little. It does not stop him from fighting it. He's gotten a little work there. You've not hardened him. Yes. You know, to clear a big bush is not easy. But if you find a small bush, you easily do it. What hardens Satan? All righteous things when you've chosen to do it.
If you commit
little, you ease him to beat the little you have. In the Acts chapter 13. Verse 9 and 10. He says like this. Acts chapter 13 from verse 8. But Elumas the magician, for so is his name it translated, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Verse 9. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, set his eyes on him. Verse
10.
And said, O full of all deceit and all mischief, you child of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to pervert the way of the right ways of the Lord? Yes. Satan, as Satan does, they fight all righteousness. They first be filled of mischief and all deceit.
They
begin to use it to fight all righteousness.
Now
find you commit a little righteousness. They destroy it immediately. That's a small work. Now it means people who try to commit righteousness, they have problems. Satan can beat you and leave the proud eating food and they drink and they drive cars. Just to try righteousness. Now to harden his life. Commit righteousness to recommend you before God. You
don't yet
call God is coming for fighting you. He's come to provide for you.
Church,
we've not decided to do all of it. Church, we try, they are all poor. Very poor. That's why I do not try righteousness. All righteousness, we have to finish it. Every corner and lightness, we are going to align it. Getting the highway of holiness
and righteousness.
And there are no corners in there. If we are to get good things,
you
want to be those funny churches and those funny synagogues, and the wicked will move up to the top, for Satan has no fight with them. He fights those commit righteousness.
You
have not yet known what you're up to. You decide so of the word in righteousness. And the fruits of righteousness, fruits of the Spirit. You decide, the whole of you. Do not get time of Satan so things not right.
In
the time I read Isaiah 58, he tells righteousness will recommend me. Go before me. Yes. Try to commit righteousness, they don't want to do it all. Other side, they saw other things.
There
you're going to suffer in God. You will suffer. A side you have a sheep, and there is a goat. Now, what is he to do?
He
take care of the sheep or the goat? agamba nti kukwekubeera ngaonyoga tonyoga.
That is to be called no halt.
Obuguma tobuguma.
You never hold no call.
Kibamu nebyokwogerako nti bakugabirire. Osigalawo nga
tachakwogera. You mean that you no more speak of
you. God releases
commands to the angels comes up you. He said, get away from there.
You
reach, see what is sold there is not easy.
Let's
leave them to, in the world until they have at the end. Angels no more come to take care of church. What is found, what we sold, in there are of grown tares. Listen,
angels come to
minister and serve the harvest. And they went back. Our Lord told us, let's just leave them on the world. They all grow together.
Not
a fight you're going to pass through. Imagine harvesters have come, angels of God. They have
bones
and they say, leave them.
Yeah.
Those who try right this and the wicked, let them all grow together. You come back on the harvest, the angels.
But
the harvest is the end. The church is going to suffer then. Demons became demons.
Because
already those who fight,
they
have a goatish in them.
They
don't fight the church because they are. That they don't have an attachment on them. When they look to the church, they see they can turn it to be theirs.
The
time you spend eat the grass of the God,
which
grows that goat in you. Somebody say, but now I have a goat in me. After you fornicate, after you repent, you know the goat, its tail is always up like that. The parts are always exposed.
And
the sheep has covered its privacy. And then you come back. And the sheep has remembered itself. cover myself.
Oh,
Pastor.
Forgive
me, I sinned again. And the sheep has just come back. After repenting here, your goat, you find it at the gate. It begins to say,
you've been
called this person, what are you going to do to them?
You've
been called to this girl and the other, what are you going to do for them? You want to be ashamed?
Indeed,
I'm going to get ashamed. I told the girl I have to meet her. I told the man I have to meet him. Let me meet them once. I tell them, me, I got saved.
Let you
meet them once. Water has ever flowed where it flows. That which
floats,
it begins to entice another. When you reach them, you look at them like that. You remember the flow you were in the racings. You say, let's go race again.
One who
said, leave me, I got saved. Why did you not speak it on the phone that you got saved? And you wait that to tell them, I'm going to tell them I got saved. When you reach them like that,
the image
of the racing cars you raced last time, they came back. Many times you tell me, I want to go back to the village. I see my mothers.
Yet,
on the village, there are not only mothers there.
Me,
what I do, go with two sisters on the village. Go with two brothers there. Go together. You want to play on me? I choose
thee
of not watching over the sheep. You are going to see who? I'm going to bury. We lost someone in the village. Get someone, you go with your bury. Where you're going to bury, those who never buried, they're waiting for you. Anytime we'll be back. You fight them, they're the ones with the spit. And you see the muscle, how they can do it. Those who find them
at the
village and they have eaten a cassava, they are shaking themselves. And you forget what they are shaking, other trees have been passing there. You forget that this one is brand new. You forget that this one, the time I've taken long, not see them, how they've made their bombs. I can jump, at least start from there. Now trouble came, but all those, they have appeared like that for one reason. For God have decided so seed of the word in righteousness.
Even
fruits of righteousness, spiritual fruits. And you begin to mix up the fields. Now they wait for you. So God, they got saved. Let them come, we climb the guava tree. When you reach there, I got saved. I said, you can't preach me the gospel. Me too, I want to get saved. When you reach there, when they look, they look like the gospel of Satan. The gospel of Satan is so filled, the eyes are rolling like that.
No, we never know.
I know the bumps. And you say, what?
I have believed. Let us go and do. Because after faith,
you do.
Trouble is there,
but you have to take a decision. People always tell me, a boy remained in my heart.
It
remained in where?
It
remained in the parts.
Yet he's
married, that they have someone who remained in them. Where is that person? That foolishness you are speaking about, your foolishness that remained in, where is he now? In the part we don't see there. The woman remained in me. How? The goat is inside there. That I was made to marry this person. And after what happened, you have a goat grow in you, you don't know. That the man remained in me.
Yet
God has given the husband of your destiny.
There
is someone remained in me.
You
remained where? You check yourself whether you see is in there. Have you seen him there?
You see,
Satan keeps you the foolish things like that. They are not even there. Now, the woman remained in you. Where? You man, check yourself. See whether she remained in you. Where is she? You got out of her last time. She got out of you that time.
Twelve for 6. Umanye uwe mkugambi. Satani agawa
akimanyi. Satan knows it.
Harimu kuzimba bwezi.
He's been dealing with
you. Unatocha uwe mwami uwe mkazi uwe.
You go hate your husband. He's into things you are into.
Eno buo mwana buo rinaya
kusikara buo. Yeah, you praise him. You have another who remained in you.
Shibani Yakubu. Mshumisa Yakubu. Urinaya kusikara
buo. You have another one who remained in you. According to you, examine yourself. Is she there? She remained in you?
Was it Susanna one?
What women who come up here?
There are things and they are foolish. Satan corrupts you, brother, so new wrong things. You stand in the midst of many men.
You
come a person like one who remained in you, as you say. You will be preaching.
Huh? Am I seeing?
Never overstirava.
Amen.
Amen.
Yet
you've been taken by something else. Satan knows who beat you at that point. That's why he tells us, and go off the old man with all these things, those of unreadiness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Let's read
Isaiah as we finish. Things that hidden abroad, but at least know of them and begin from there. For many things
handled,
speak of the seed and its fruits. And if we touch the clothing, many things to speak about. When we handled rearing the sheep and the goats in the same fields, within you the same person, many things which show that character have stopped them immediately. Isaiah 58 verse 8. Then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Yes. Your righteousness, it moves before you. The glory of the Lord
will
be your rear guard. Let's read, we see.
Isaiah 58 verse 9.
Then shall you call, and the Lord shall answer. You shall cry, and he shall say, here am I. If you take away from the midst of you the yoke, the pointing of the finger, and speaking wickedness. Here you saw righteousness, which would have moved ahead of you,
say, no,
have things of pointing fingers,
anyoma,
they despise, they speak evils. As you call God, he never answer you.
That's
what I told you of.
Church,
said commit a little righteousness will suffer much. Have nothing which recommend you before God. One who fights all righteousness finds you, he wage a war on you, Satan, and his demons, his even people.
It
is nothing you can tell them. Can even say, look that they follow righteousness. What do they have? That's what's made you suffer, you child of God. Even the sorcerers and the villages, they rejoice all the time as you call them tests of salvation.
It's
true that God tests all days. If it will be like that, then Job
would
not have finished his tests, given what was meant to be given. The test of God has appointed ends.
naye kubanga gwe
but because you
ukora obutukirivu obutono nogano okora obutukirivu
a little righteousness we refuse to commit all
lutandiko kutabika tabika nimiro ya katonda
mix up the field of God
osigo obutukirivu nobutali butukirivu
righteousness and righteousness at the same time
kati chechi gano kusemberi katonda
now what will recommend you before God
mubiyo sababu oyagala
since you ask that you want
kubaya yachi manyi nto yagala obikozo obubi byo kulimu obunji
them wrongly the evils that in you yes
Yakobe sura yakuneyingiramu
for will come in
and name ubisaba kati
ask them now
because okwegomba kubalisha idieno
on the side
kati chitegeza mukoro oyo alina bona abona nakusunda
has to suffer all days
aina bona abona
has to suffer
bebarukura atabanji
there are many born again in that state
bari pasho mubyebakora
partial in the things they do
basara wo butukiri
chose righteousness in the wickedness
ugenda kuba munaku bwobyo
you're going to be wretched like that
adaris mind oli kongona no
neguru I don't know whether you will ever reap heaven
kubanga ekibino wechibira kizimburu kusachitono
for though the wickedness is a little yeast
kirino kusanya obukivubo
it has destroyed the entire of your righteousness
binji byenkugambye bili awo byokusoma
told you to be started of there
chone wechiba kitono
it's a little
diru yacho yakusanya wechinene
cho obukivubo portion of righteousness you have
adichitegezo ina chijambu
means you have to get it out
hey ogena kugombanyina kujogendo jitabu
you know the sorrow you're going to pass through
ya usara obutukirivu butono no bibutono
right this is a little wickedness
baruko lebanje benda
biba mene born again have seen
yes ngomushinganya uri muno kwenda taenda
found them
okwenda taenda
do not fornicate
kubanga chiragirira
teka lya command the law of God
na yenga buno bijite misangu
dagirizo za katonda tarits of God
teka teka nazo name nyamenye
and they break the all of them
tuvura bo bashingana baga bible yega
bible say
nti bo batonna washa
before you marry
nokwata ko tukwata
even touching not touch they don't see it as the law in the church
bashingana ba brothers
fight the brothers and the sisters like that
sister
yes
yeah
praise the Lord
kidaba
abisene
choka brother
brother
well feeling
they are feeling the chest
kafuba ka brother
the chest of the brother
akwata muwatu ya sister
instead the waist of the sister and if you shake it
bali ya okugamba usingana
and you fight
yesu dani achimani
satan knows it
munino kwenda
you have to fornicate
erosingane kanisa yonga eliya ndagirizo za katonda
the standards of God
ndi atana fumbira kana basa kwata koto kwata
don't even touch
what?
No
bashingana brother ni
side brother ni sister
bi kwata akagwama
that they have
themselves
ah
choka brother
that your brother
kumbe brother
yet the brother
i name chungwa jauli
has they already failed
ajigwambwa
they fallen them like that
chungwa ja sister banna
already the sister
amabere
press
ada kubulikati mukwe bakirizao
sleeping
running amujikiza
Satan reminds them
obijokira
you remember
the sister
of the sister yes
olabo utyango bikutte mwao
how if you've held them
geza geza mukola
you imagine they depend like that
ne sister anga chiri
and the sister too is corrupted that side I felt the chest of the brother
yes bigambo biringa bitamo bible muno
the simple words in the bible
biri mundagirizo nente kateka za katonda
ordinances of God
biri nyonga mateka
they're not like the commands
kuvura bano twabi twamanyebi
when we knew all those
sizina igirizibwa mukama
I was taught by God in the heavenly journey
watambulia
bible
mali miaka musa
for 7 years
utambulizo
in the spiritual transport
Nambi kulida bi
you reveal to me many things
wonda bakusonga mukano akoneda
this one no this no
itani wasigira manyo
such a way I source I know
era uwe tuchakana nanze
right that is where we contend me and you
tuchesika mugua
we pouring rocks
na kugamba oneda
you said there no
kugamba yee
you say yes
umuntu yatatalinda sibinene nyo
ekizimbu
rukusana wechinda
bachino yachimwe though it will be small he knows it
amanye nyanya nebwena abiremo
so much although it will be one rotten in the basket
ekizimbu chino vuna
the entire basket of tomato will rot
mumulinda mujimwe binene
you wait that to come out the big
achimanyi
he knows it
ndi amafuta nebagana abera matono
the though Salt will be a little. It drops in milk of the word. It will spoil.
Or
just twisting in the words a little, it gets wasted and spoils. It destroys the hearers, even you speaking it, twisting the meaning.
But he
does not get from much if he knows you're determined in the Lord. Does not refuse you righteousness. Doing a little, do a little righteousness. You gather yourself as you do it. Praise Jesus much. Let's finish here.
Isaiah chapter 58,
verse 9.
Isaiah 58, verse 9. Agamba. Nolyoko yita mukama na yitaba. Olikaba na yali yogera nti nzenzi ono. Bonoje wakati uwe chikoligo. Okula golunwe. Noko ogera obubi.
Then shall you call, and the Lord shall answer. You shall cry, and he shall say, here am I. For you take away from the midst of you the yoke, the pointing of the finger, and the speaking wickedly. Verse
20.
And if you draw out your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall your light rise in the darkness, and your darkness be as the noonday. Verse
11. Nakusobulamu bwo mu bifo ebikalu nanyweza amagumba go nawe onobanga ng'olusuku olufukirirwa amazzi era ng'oluzzi olw'amazzi olutaggwaamu mazzi.
And the Lord shall guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones, and you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Yes.
Yet his
righteousness will go ahead of you.
Judge
what because it suffer much is that.
We
a time we are struggling. We are in need. We do not have. Some even give a prayer. Others we pray.
God knows
much even lusts you have in you. What you want to use them for. What happens is remain they are not being given. Trying on righteousness. Don't try on Jesus. Come on to Jesus, the whole of you. For trying him, you're going to
wage
the war between you and Satan. You came to try. Why enter the army? Yet you know it. You don't want to become a general in it. Don't want to remain
training.
First training. In drills in the dunk.
No, get a come training.
Yet you went to try in the army. Why you wasting your time then? If you enter,
there are
drills, initially they take you through and they torment you through them.
Which is
the way we enter the army of Christ. Some we've come to try it.
If
we pass through much things pressing,
it
knows we've come in the army.
As
trained in the middle,
me of course,
I come to try this.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now it's going to cause you suffer. Some of you here,
some
things we pray to you, they have refused to come to pass for that reason. You think it's us the problem. As you pray prayers, we never change. Friends, I see many others, they have worked for them. You think the issue is on me? You're going to be there.
It's
going
to
raise up in any ministration.
Because if you're
worried of you because you are two sides. You're about to cause him regret why he created you.
But
you, real soul.
Some things
you've taken away, retained some. Yes. These I cannot leave them. They told me, human being. What we speak. Even Saul was like that. He committed a little righteousness. When they sent him on the mission,
he killed that, he killed,
they told him, finish all of them, kill. He retained the sum to him which looked nice to him.
Enjoy
pride. And they retained it. They called it their ways.
Some
they tell us, you will understand me. We came to know God here, not you. It was written that to know you, it's the eternal life. And to understand you, then
have
begun on you to get eternal life. But when
we
read the John 17 verse 3,
we
knew eternal life.
Know
the one true God, the Christ Jesus is
saying,
decided to know him and not you. He will understand me.
Ani.
Who? This is the one who goes to marriage. My husband will understand me. Me, I don't just laugh like that. The laws we are put there do not deprive each other. That you, they understand you. Where there is no agreeing. He understands. You bring the hand. Beat it away. When will you understand me? I understand you.
What
God commanded us to do of marriage in the Bible. How many
of
you marry? You lift your hands. Are you reading scriptures? You do what you want. Have you seen the goat within you? That is a goat.
Even its
hell was already lightened. You do what you want. That you are a believer of God. What is it now? Now they chase us from
Benedict.
You chased yourself from it. We have your shadow here. We have marks. We have the marks of the snail, but you went away long. You fell. You think you are standing. You rise up and stand. Statutes are in the Bible. The man love your wife as you love yourself. You do other things. Come and say if they do it, it's up to them. She angered me. To anger you, is it the food? Or those
who
have angered you, they don't eat. You
think
they angered you, do not eat also. They angered you, you didn't leave food for them.
You
got angered, all of you, do not eat.
Now
you stop those things.
Bible
has no way to tell us.
Things
mixed up like that filled confusions. Tell us righteousness and wickedness. Humility and harshness. Have you seen that?
God puts life
and then he tells you choose life. But you choose both you mix in the field of God. And you sow. And the fruits come out. Here we are seated. God says,
honor
marriage. You despised everything already. You do what you want. Others are yearning to enter them. They are very humble at this time that they see them. You'll see what will come from them. Because now what
paper
comes from them, they put their judges. We are going to squeeze it not to manifest. You're humbled. That they see you. You
even
speak with softness. Because you don't know who is going to see you. Now you try to see you humble.
Well,
after they will see you.
after
you will have seen
and we see yourself,
the goat which has been growing in you.
So today
they have insulted us, we are goats. We're not insulting you, God. We said that you're growing within you.
No,
it's not you. What is that?
Igwe.
Maybe it's different from you. Who is doing those of things of the gods? The body. Who controls it?
For
a body without spirit is dead. Who is in charge?
What do
you come here to tell me? That the body overpowered me. That is an accident. And they die within it. Sure. When the body overpowers you, that's an accident. And they die within it. And they do not go report at the police that this person knocked me. They report accidents.
You have remained,
so as with that driving cars in the world, tell us it's you alone driving. If you think others are driving, they will knock you to, you will knock them. Now in the flesh, no
we
give it to drive you.
You ask
the spirit, you want driving. If you give it to drive, you'll understand it. Still you understood it before.
But
you gave it last time what it did to you. Have you seen it?
gave
a blind to drive you what they did to you.
There
you found you've slept with one with a hunchback.
Now,
those with hunchbacks do not get husbands and wives. You're going to pray for them and to order them in the name of Jesus. If you have it, but there is no pleasing of slave with one with a hunchback.
But
if giving body drive you, told you as long as they have a bum. That's where you find one who never bends. What they did to you. But
Jacob,
have you written down James? You don't have your own
last.
You ask
what
is it over your last. But in explaining
it,
Lord, give us. We are going to minister. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus, give us. Give us houses. We are going to minister. But in looking into you, another sin knows is within you. And he knows the point if you're going to use them over that. He said, let them leave them there. Yes. They be there, they grow together. At the end we shall invest. But you are not easy. Many born again suffer at that point.
Somebody
to be hot, no cold. Cold, no hot. Wickedness, they saw them together. The sheep, they rear both inside them. As their acts explain. You find them, yes. In the name of Jesus. You dare step on them, you will see. You dog. When God said you thought you go foolish. But you had to get manners, good manners. See why we pray most of the times.
And
they
pray
and gather and pray. And they pray. But all their prayers, they waste the time. They don't have righteousness to move ahead of them unto the Lord. Satan
accuses
them for the sin is taught in them which is wrong.
When praised,
they are saying no. That one who does this, and as we are on this side, when we move out of synagogues, they are like this when they're out there. It reached the
synagogues.
They are all rascals in there. They close family. At the same time, they pray.
He said,
your children, do they look like that? For it, you are the father and the mother.
You
pay tuition for your child. They tell you when they are going to school. They go with two clothes. They don't reach at school, they are elsewhere. You remain, give them tuition.
We find
them in the discord.
Now
come back home, they are close to the uniform. Those children are proud stars. Let them not be the ones here.
Okay.
They have come back. Fine.
Yes, sir.
Of the school. Where they go out, they have another clothes. Those children, we had them. They have closed uniforms. They have another reserve clothes. When they reach out, they close clothing which fit there. In the evening, they come back home. They are in their uniform, smart to be a student. We are disciples of Jesus. Serious. What clothes are you in? Righteousness? Don't get it right off right at the gates.
And
you clothe that to commit wickedness. You see how you've been a disciple? At school you clothe in uniform. When you reach out.
And
when you reach to come the next day, you put back the uniform. Yes. And when we had a gate,
hallelujah.
Yet just look for, you are all looking who can see me around. Even the clothes you clothe, let them see me. Now you close even the knicker shoes where he passes, even the bum that demarcated, you close. Why? If you're not aiming to be seen,
and
how many you want them to see you?
When two men be
a command with women the same,
you
want to see a woman, but you want to see many. You close for how many
of
you? If it's the marriage, you close, let them see me. And if it's a woman, you have such. In the world who hear us, and they clothe, let them see me.
You never,
seen that woman.
They
still need to be seen. They affect you there. You want to see you what?
Over
what? You find them in the home. And they have funny big skirts like that. When they reach
home,
and they cut clothing when they are moving out. Instead of clothing for husband home, the one who saw me to see in to see home, they cut them and they leave home.
Huh. And you see
a prostitute. Claiming not, you know, you have a mentality of a prostitute. And women were born like that. They have sanctified, and that blood of immorality gets out of them.
Their
home, they clothe funny skirts. If any younger, when they wish to move out, and they cut themselves, they first look in the mirror how they are looking. And they see the breast whether it's on. Let me see, is it okay? It does it call them? And they paint the pink on the mouth, lips. They
beep.
They are home well. When they are away from the home, they are settled. There is nothing like beeping on the mouth.
And they
put on me, try on me and see me on the eyes. Paint it like that. You try me. You see morality in my eyes.
And
when you look in the eyes, ladies, if you don't look the second, you are really born again. They put on colors which entice to see. When you look at what they paint with color, and they roll the eye which preached the gospel of Lucifer. I don't speak the one here. That maybe they still have a seed.
They
are like that. At home they clothe their big garments. Even men at home, they have a way. Give me tea. Yet in the way all women,
Mama.
They are filled with foolishness, immorality in that head.
Yes, sister,
mother of the children. Come here.
Yet
the women on the road, they honor all of them. They want them to commit adultery with them. Yes.
Even
men have foolish things like that. They speak soft on all women on the roads. But home, the faith is twisted like this Ameka which has crashed. Yet on the rocks, all the face is smiling.
Mama.
they lick their lips. Sorry. But home, woman, this is not right. You are like your mother. Your mother may have not seen them before. But on the roads, if the woman and they pass the palm on and they hit on the
sorry,
sister. I've not knocked you much.
You too,
born again, you conduct yourself like that. We see unrighteousness in there. Because people are used to hide their sins.
Not
to proclaim righteousness.
They
married bear that in there. But where they are seated there, if we come to reality, they can tell you things and you fear.
These
are ones we sit in the class and we study the living God.
They're
holding them the goat like this. Let's finish with 2 Corinthians chapter
9.
God increased things sold every day. He increased them.
But
what have you sowed?
What
have you sowed that is going to increase? Let's read from verse 6. Second Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6.
Naye kye njogedde kino nti asige ntono ali kungula ntono era asige nyingi ali kungula nyingi.
But this I say, he who sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he who sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Verse
7.
Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. not grudgingly or of necessity. Verse 10.
Abakolise ekyokubiri esuula y'omwenda n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 10.
Era oyo awa ensigo omusizi n'emmere ey'okulya anaabawanga anaabongerangako ensigo zammwe era anaayazanga ebibala eby'obutuukirivu bwammwe.
Now he that ministers seed to the sower both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness.
Ensigo zonna azongeza.
All seeds God increased them.
Naye yandiyagadde nnyo okwongeza ensigo z'obutuukirivu.
Wanted much increased seeds of righteousness.
Kati yaabo ba Farao we bagwa.
Now their pharaohs they fall there.
Obaali basigamu bukakanyavu.
They sowed hardness of heart in them.
Bible neegamba.
Bible says.
Katonda n'ayongera n'akakanyaza omutima
gwe. God hardened his heart more.
Kubanga yali mbukakanyavu bwe bulimu.
For hardness was the one in his heart.
Saulo.
Saul.
Yeye yali yasiga obutali butuukirivu n'obutukufu.
Unrighteousness and holiness in him.
Na yero obutali butuukirivu bwamaliza buli nyenkanda
go. Unrighteousness moved ahead to surpass holiness.
Era yamaliriza asanyizibwawo.
He got destroyed.
Kubanga ekizimbulukusa ekitono.
For the little yeast.
Kimalawo omugaati gwonna.
Even the entire bunch.
Kimalawo ekisero kyonna.
The entire basket.
Enyanya emunvundu emala okusanyawo ekibuto.
Tomato can destroy the entire basket of tomatoes.
Kakati osigamu ki?
Now what are you sowing in?
Kakati wano we wali okwawula.
Here is where to differ.
Wokakasiza nti eno mbuzi kati genonda.
Prove this is a goat I am rearing.
Eyo manyo bedali wababuuza.
One of the people asked.
Bosiga mubiri.
If you sow in the flesh.
Mbuzi yenyeri.
It is a goat.
Osiga mu moyo.
If you sow in the spirit.
Ndiga.
That is a sheep.
Asiga omubiri byasiga
bilinjeri. This is a typical God.
Butudayo mbagalati yesuliyo mukaka.
Go to Galatians chapter 6.
Romans 7
and
8.
Abagalatia esuliyo mukaga n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Galatians 6 verse 7.
Abagalatia esuliyo mukaga n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Galatians 6 verse 7.
Temulimbi bwanga. Katuna tasekererwa kubanga omuntu kyonna kyasiga era kyalikungula.
Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows that shall he also reap.
Olinyolo munana.
Verse 8.
Kubanga asigira omubiri gwe ye alikungula mubiri okuvunda naye asigira omwoyo alikungula mwoyo obulamu obutagwawo.
He that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to spirit shall of the spirit reap life everlasting.
Asigiro mubiri.
One sort of the flesh.
Nebogera ku mubiri.
When they speak of the flesh.
Baba mulimo kuigomba kwa
maso. They say there is the last of the eyes.
Kuigomba kwa mubiri.
The last of the flesh.
Na mala go bulambuno.
The pride of this life.
Waruwo group ekulaga.
There is a group which show you.
Eno mbuzi jorunda.
This is a goat you are rearing.
Okukiriza ebyo mubiri okuyimuka.
Accept things of the flesh to rise up.
Ngebyo moyo bisebengerera.
Those of the spirit are sliding down.
Omoyo gwanishikidwa mu ekigambo chakano obutukirivu.
We would have sold word of God the righteousness. In the fruits of righteousness.
Ngulo bulamu obutagwa.
Eternal life.
Gomalirize eri kuyimushe mubiri kugutu.
When the body has overtaken it.
Kati embuzi.
Now the goat.
Kusala okukola ebikolo byo mubiri byonna bijudde fujjo.
All acts of flesh filled of stubbornness.
Atendika josobola okulunda.
The sheep you can rear.
Omoyo gwo.
Your spirit.
Okubanga gutambulira mu kigambo chakatonda.
In the word of God.
Obutukirivu.
Righteousness.
Ebale ebyo obutukirivu.
The fruits of righteousness.
Bimukomoyo unegufuga omubiri
and they rise up the spirit reign over the body.
Wadebabadde no rutalo.
So they had that fight.
Kati kitegeza.
Now it means
ndigeino kuangule embo.
The sheep has to overcome the goat.
Awe tujjo kutandikira mukama bwa tujukiza.
From there when God remind us.
Obabwe tunajukiza mukama.
When we remind the Lord.
Badinkoni bafe bana tujukiza.
Our deacons will remind us in the bishops.
It why tuita go kumara yo mtu ogo.
Needed to finish that heading.
Uliokola bebo badde embuzo jirunda mbulamu.
See how you reared the goats in your life.
Ngendiga bwekoga.
As the sheep's limbs.
Kugambi embuzo eri wano gwe mubiri.
Told you the goat is here in the flesh.
Nendiga.
And the sheep
gwe mwoyo.
It is the spirit.
Era bore kanyibali mu rutalo.
And these two fight each other.
Wabula ekigambo eri omwoyo gwo kuvayo kugula bisibwe. Ebale byobutukirivu n'obulamu.
To your spirit that manifests fruits of righteousness and life.
Bitono nyonyo nyomubiri munji.
The body is much.
mungi n'ebikolwa byagwo
bingi works there are very many
kati wano tubifuzeemu ku katono linda ko fumao jalaba
here we've controlled them but as you move out you'll see
abobeda tuna manyaje bigwera
had not known where they end
abashigira mubiri
those who saw in the flesh
bashigira mu kuvunda
they saw in corruption that's the god they rare
ekiwerekyo kyekyambala ekyobutali
butuukirivu
bwe butali butuukirivu
bwonna
kyokka omwoyo bagulekeredde
They have ignored the spirit.
They don't believe God do we use a bunch.
And they have given the body authority. They say they are humans. And they say we too are in the flesh. Themselves are spirits. They say we are in the flesh. And they give authority to the body. And contend with the words.
No mubiri.
With the body. Don't do this.
And
the word we ended contender. Against it. We have commands upon every corner.
Have to,
as the word of God is. We do what we want.
So
as God is pleased. Come back, begin right there as you understand. What God told you in Leviticus 19 verse 19.
The
people were different animals. Yet he wants only sheep, not goat and the sheep. And
he says,
come in, will separate the sheep and the goat.
Now,
a traveler has been there that you
have
been a goat of the world, but
bred
both in the same field.
Hmm.
May God bless you.